I want to start with immigration reform. Lou, the last time you were here, and it was some time ago, you said that May was going to be do or die time for immigration reform in Washington. Are we any closer to getting some kind of immigration reform bill passing?
Well, yes.
How much closer?
Okay. Well, you're going to get a bill in the Senate passed, and it's going to be by a fairly large number in the 70s, is my guess. And they did make a shot at trying to do it back in May, but it didn't have the impetus with it, and now they've sort of regrouped and come up with it. One of the problems I see for those who are looking at some real reform is the fact that people want border security. That, I think, Dick, is the one thing that everybody agrees on, whether it's another 20,000 agents and standing 250 feet from each other. But they do want that border security. So if you're not for immigration, your best deal is to vote for border security and that, take everything else out of the bill, and say, gee, we tried, now we've got border security, let's go on to something else.
Dick Batchelor, what are your thoughts on the immigration bill? If it makes it through the Senate, what are the chances of it getting shot down in the House?
Well, I think it makes it through the Senate, and there's some possibility in the House. You've got this group of eight, four Democrats, four Republicans working together, including people as disparate in most of their politics as Senator Schumer, you know, from New York, and Senator Rubio from Florida, trying to reach an agreement. And I think they'll get there. Now, this border surge, which was the infusion of dollars that Lou talked about going into proposed budget and really, you know, buying confidence that there will be security on the border, I think that goes a long way. It's hard to argue against that. So they're making some decisions and making some compromises. Schumer and others on the Democratic side are making compromises that I would never thought they would make, but they are making them because they do want to get a bill. The problem is the House is trying to sever the bill and pass parts of the bill, and that's when you run into trouble too, because you can't pass omnibus legislation that way. So I think it passes in the Senate, puts pressure on the House to get it done, but I think the border surge is going to be the one thing that people can hold up and say, well, I wasn't in favor of it. Now, with the conditions set, I'm in favor of it.
Lou Fry, you've got your finger
up.
You want to say
something? Yeah, I do. And you can't talk about this without talking out the Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Mm-hmm. Because he has bet an awful lot of his political capital on this. And it's so far, I think he's ahead of the game. And I think what he needs is a relatively quick decision in the Senate to finish it off and to put it over to the House and try to get something through. If he gets it through, fine, a real bump for him. If he doesn't get it through and he's tried, he's still going to come out looking good. So if it doesn't pass, it isn't the end for Marco Rubio.
But is he going to come out looking good in the eyes of conservatives?
Well, he may not come out looking good in the eyes of conservatives no matter what he does. And I think when you're sitting up there, you got to figure out what do you believe in and how can you get the most of that.
Let me interject you. It is hard to earn political currency. It's very easy to lose it. Marco Rubio has been on the front of Time magazine and here and there and, you know, touted as a 2016 presidential candidate on the Republican side. But this bill is hurting him because the Tea Party and the conservative element of the Republican Party really elected him. And in recent polls, he's losing support there. And I don't say that to be negative about it, just politically honest about it. But he's really putting a lot on the line here. I mean, this whole immigration bill is a really almost a do or die for him. So that's why the whole border surge and border security is really, really important to him. But even as a last note, you've got his independent political action groups now running commercials attacking him, attacking Mitch McConnell, saying that all 11 million immigrants have committed a violation of the law in this country. It's still very negative and very, very nasty. So, I mean, I hope it bodes well for him, but I'm just simply saying on the very conservative side, the Tea Party side, he's not yet there with them. He might not be.